You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 2,
Episode 16,
with Jonas and TNT Dynamite. Hey, TNT, you ever heard of Satan's Storm?
Is that the fake vegan meat, Satan?
So wait, what?
There's a meat substitute called Satan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Is that you're not talking about?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No. Why would there be a storm of fake meat called Satan?
That'd be pretty goddamn terrifying.
Right? Well, Texas is hot.
Yeah.
Right? You know? You haven't really...
Except for today.
You haven't experienced that too much. It's like 40 degrees today in fucking April. It's weird.
I was going to say.
But Satan's Storm is a storm that happened in Copperell, Texas, K-O-P-P-E-R-L, in 1960, June 15th. So this town, not a big town, has a population of 224 people.
Ooh.
That's some hot ladies
over
there.
Yeah, right. I bet.
So a storm came through on this day just after midnight, and the temperature in the town went from 70 degrees to 140 degrees Fahrenheit in minutes. It said it was 20 degrees higher than the highest temperature ever recorded in the state of Texas. And along with that high temperature, the gusts of winds went up to 75 miles an hour.
Wait, it was hot and windy?
It all of a sudden came through, and in minutes, it rose like 70 degrees, and the winds picked up like 75 miles an hour. It said the heat was so intense, it popped corn still on the stalk.
Yo, that's awesome.
And it broke the town's thermometer. Just, they only have one, because it's, 240 people.
The town thermometer.
They're like, how hot was it? Oh, my God.
I don't know.
They broke the only one. So... It says the phenomenon is known as a heat burst. It's when descending air warms rapidly due to atmospheric compression, but they called this one Satan's Storm. They said it's been become part of the town's folklore, and they even reference it in a song by Steve Fromholtz, which was later covered by Lyle Lovett.
Billboard Top 100 artist,
yeah, right,
Steve,
yeah.
Arnholtz.
Right, right. So, so maybe we'll get another Satan storm.
I doubt it. I'm going to name a sexual move that I do to the ladies.
It's where you slap fake meat on someone while you're doing it.
Slap them in the face with my meat.
Oh, because it's called Satan? That's what you were, hey, you guys want to see Satan? And you just like whip it out.
Wow, that's a pretty good idea. Actually.
I don't think anyone would want to ride Satan.
I would name him like Beelzebub or something. Something, you know.
I gotcha.
Alluding to
it. Well, now that we've Satan'd up the weather, enjoy the show, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I am your host, and I am here with...
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T. What's going on, Jonas?
Wow, a little melodic. Ooh, a little bit, extra, got like flutter in the voice.
A little pitchy, dog.
It happens, you know. Well, we want to thank you all for tuning in again to the Crazy Town Podcast. Once again, it's hanging out, doing stuff, talking about things, you know? It's how we do it.
Yeah.
If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media, it's our gaming channel. It's a lot of fun. Go check it out.
I think you need to be a little bit more serious with these guys. You fucking get on that website.
If you guys don't go sign up for the YouTube channel right now, grandmother is going to take you to the doctor.
What? But grandma, I'm fine.
She's just going to waste her Medicaid. I don't know.
That's your college money.
Also, follow us on Twitter at the Crazy Town Pod and at Crazy Town Media. Once again, the cornucopia of continuous information regarding the podcast and the YouTube channel, thecrazytown.com. TNT, how are you, man? What's going on?
I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good. Don't have to work today.
That's a good thing. What do you mean? This is our job.
Besides this.
All right.
This is a labor of love.
We don't count this as work.
Labor of love,
it's a labor of love.
It is. We love it.
We have a pretty awesome show today, man.
Okay. I'll be the judge of that.
Will you be? I think they will be the judge of that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. Those people will be the judge of
those people.
So that's their word. Super peepee time guys are stopping by again. They're going to challenge you in Are You Urban, man. You ready for that? You ready for an Are You Urban today?
I'm sorry. Do I look concerned?
You are the champion.
I almost fell asleep when you said it.
Wow. Wow. Guess we'll have to see when they show up, huh? But, you know, we had some quick hits. I got a couple quick hit stories to go on on top of that. But, you know, it wouldn't be episode 15. Oh, wait. This is actually episode 16.
Like, of Lifetime or just of the season?
What?
Of Lifetime?
What do you mean?
We've only
episode 16 of this season.
Oh.
Season 2, episode 16.
What number
16.
Are we on Lifetime?
42.
Damn!
I know, right? Got to break it down by seasons.
Damn! All right, that's good.
But you know,
all right.
You need to drop some knowledge on these hoes.
Oh.
Drop some knowledge on these hoes.
Thank you for the theme music.
You have a vocabulary word to teach everyone to make them better at the English language.
When you say, do you have a vocabulary word to teach, it's you take all the fun out of it.
Do you want to slam this vocab into their neck piece?
Yeah! I like that.
Let's do it.
All right, today's word, motherfuckers, is confucking fabulate.
That's not the exact word, I don't think.
No, it is.
Confucking fabulate.
Yeah, they know what it is.
Con.
So confabulate is to convert. Okay, C-O-N-F-A-B-U-L-A-T-E.
Ooh.
Fits nice into a rap song, right?
It does.
Can change my rap name to Dr. Confabulator. Anyway.
Confabulators mount up.
Yeah. It is to converse informally or to have a chat.
Oh, so like we're confabulating
right
now.
You're goddamn right.
Our entire job is confabulation.
Wait, look into my eyes when you confabulate.
Please stare at me.
Oh, dude, you're doing it.
When you're confabulating, just confabulate right at me.
I'm confabulating so hard.
I'm gonna jump right into it.
Okay. Please
do. I got a quick story. This is a story.
It's
a little story. It's a quick hit. Plus, you get to guess. I love when I do these games. This is about a celebrity, but I'm going to let you try to guess who the celebrity
is. John Cena.
God damn it. No, it's not him. And there was a celebrity who was kind of down on their luck. They decided that they didn't want to live life anymore.
Owen Wilson?
No. Stop trying to guess till I'm done. So they made the decision that instead of committing suicide, they would hire a hitman to kill themselves. They felt that would be a less negative impact on their family that if they just killed them. You know, an unsolved murder mystery is way better than just offing yourself.
Is this a Tupac conspiracy?
No. They said.
Keep it going.
They said that the person spoke to them very sweetly. They made them think about it for a month. And after a month, other things changed in their life. And I was okay with surviving again. So they went to a hitman. The hitman said, why don't you think about it for a month? And then a month later, they were in better spirits and decided not to hire a hitman to kill themselves. TNT Dynamite, what celebrity would do this?
I didn't realize that hitmen doubled as, like, fucking life
counselors,
coaches.
Right, yeah. Like, he's all like, I get paid to murder people, you know. Okay. Do you really want to do this? Is your life really that bad?
Oh, you passed up on the bag for that.
This also happened in 2001, so it's an older story.
2001.
The person's still alive. Yeah, it wasn't and like a...
They were predominantly more famous in 2001, I'm assuming.
They're pretty famous. I mean, but... you're not talking like... It wasn't like Tom Hanks. Like...
I don't know why you always go... He's not famous.
Tom Hanks
is not famous.
What?
Nobody wants to fuck Tom Hanks.
But he's rich as fuck. He makes tons of money off movies. His movies are like...
What's the last Tom Hanks? Was it Tom Hanks? That's my answer.
It was the Tom Hanks. Damn it. No, man.
No? Okay, real guess. Real guess. I'm going to say Tiger Blood.
Charlie Sheen. No, it wasn't him.
Okay.
But.
Cool. I tried.
When you hear this person, you're probably not going to. You're gonna be like, oh, I guess that makes sense. It was Angelina Jolie.
How the fuck does that make sense to me?
Because she like carries like Billy Bob Thornton's blood around her neck and shit. Like,
I wouldn't think that she'd try to kill herself. She admitted
no,
that?
She didn't want to kill herself. She wanted to hire a hitman to kill her for herself.
I mean, yeah, you're killing yourself though.
Yeah, right?
You're paying.
Yeah,
the guy.
I guess she admitted this in a movie, in an interview back in like 2001 that she was at a low point and she decided to hire a hitman.
Permission to speak frank.
Yes, dude, and frank it up, dude.
Dude, white people are so weird sometimes, dude.
White people, yeah.
I apologize for going there.
I'm part of them. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, yeah, but that's some weird shit, dude.
Some weird shit.
That's some weird shit.
Right. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. All right, keep weird shit.
Keep it going.
So, okay, we'll go to the next quick hit. You know what? I was going to do one, I'll do two. Remember Barney? Giant purple dinosaur everybody loved?
Yeah, porn star.
Yeah. Barney the porn star? No.
That didn't happen?
No.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay.
The guy who used to play Barney inside the suit, like, not, he didn't speak the lines. He only was the man in the suit.
Yeah.
His name was David Joyner. He's now 52 years old. You want to take a guess what he's up to now?
Isn't he? He's not a porn star.
No, he's not a porn star.
Okay, it's something in that.
He's a tantric therapist in Los Angeles.
I almost ruined that for you.
It's all right. I don't mind. So basically, if for anyone who's unsure of what tantra is, it's like the hidden art of sex, deep pleasure.
I suppose you can get like fucking like hour long orgasms and shit.
Right,
out
right,
of it.
Right. Yeah. You harness the sexual pleasure to a point that it just like
essentially edging.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. This dude, he is now a tantric therapist. I actually reached out to him on Twitter to come on the show and talk. He'll probably never come on, but I'm going to keep hitting him up.
Are you trying to get Barney on
if
the show?
If we can get Barney to talk about sex therapy on the show, I would fucking talk to him for an hour.
I would talk about some tantra. You know, that's right up my fucking alley.
Right,
anyway.
Dude, I'm more interested in the tantra. I want to hear how fucked up it was to be Barney, first off, how much you just hated life. Then I want to hear about the tantric therapy.
Great. Now, yeah. Any way I can approach the vagina to enhance my performance.
Right, it'll start off as a funny little sketch, and then we'll learn about how to further pleasure everyone.
And we can practice on each other.
Oh, is that what's going to happen? I don't think that's how it goes in the Crazy Town Countdown.
I try, dude.
He, for $350, he'll give you a four-hour session. It says, you will have a, in quotes, chance to reach a higher and more blissful state of awareness of your sexuality.
Mm.
Joyner believes this blissful state is best achieved through unprotected penetrative sex and claims condoms block the energy.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
All that other shit you said, I don't know what the fuck you were talking about.
Yeah.
But condoms are of the devil.
Well, I guess there was like some controversy because like he was like fucking his students without rubbers. Like he was just like they signed a waiver and said they didn't have STDs, so I just went for it. That's how else are you going to teach them how to come properly if you're not the one making them come?
You got to show them a demonstration. You know, right. It's like a sample. He takes a toothpick, puts it in his dick, and then stuffs it in her vag.
Wow! That
you're the one who said we gotta get raunchier on the show.
Wait! No one's talking about putting toothpicks in.
You told me that it's a sample size. You told me we gotta get raunchier, so I'm going there.
That's how we're gonna start. Just throwing toothpicks.
Yeah, dude.
In vagina?
We're gonna start talking about everything.
Wow!
Donald Trump. I said it.
You said his name. Holy shit!
We don't
mention political.
No, I already
here.
Said it. It's done. It's over with.
That's it. Now we're a political podcast. Thanks. Thanks. Now we've turned into a political podcast.
Bernie Madoff.
Oh God.
Agit Pi.
Oh, Michael Phelps with the
swim.
All right.
What's next?
I'll quick hit again.
Keep going, dude. I like it. I'm enjoying this.
So, Khabarovsk, Khabarovsk. Khabarovsk. It's far east in Siberia, close to the border of China. They're hanging out. You know, bag washes up on shore. They're like, oh, man, what's in this bag? Oh, 27 pairs of hands. Just
27 pairs?
27 pairs of hands.
So 54 hands.
54, yeah, it says 27 pairs of hands washed up on a small island inside the Amur River. All but one of them were inside the bag. So there was 53 in the bag, and one was just hanging out. That was like he got disciplined. He's like, sorry, you have to ride in the river all by yourself. So, yeah, you just hung out. Yeah, there was
53 fucking hands.
Yeah, they were found at a popular fishing area, but they say there was nothing suspicious. Okay, Isn't the bag of 54 hands suspicious enough to warrant a little bit of an investigation?
Yeah, I'm thinking some suspicion arises.
They're like, well, there was no blood, but there was 54 hands. Yeah. Well, clay's close.
Like they were just loose leaf hands.
Yeah, just, you know, because it's a commonplace occurrence to have.
Sometimes hands just, you know, end up in bags. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it says they have no idea where they came from, just some random theories. And when they reached out to the police for comment, they refused to make a comment about it.
Oh, it's a mafia thing.
It's some Russian government shit, probably. Yeah, you know, it's a little.
You know, though, I would like to have like a human hand hanging from like around my mirror, my rearview mirror.
Oh, like a real one, like a smoked hand.
Yeah, like a little
monkey claw.
Yeah, but a human one.
Oh, that's legit. That's normal. Maybe you can get a shrunken head. Go find a voodoo princess in NOLA. Go out to New Orleans, find yourself a voodoo shaman.
They exist there?
I think that's where they do. Yeah, they do voodoo in New Orleans.
Is that what we're calling it now?
New Orleans.
Okay. I don't think that's going to catch on. We can try.
We can totally try to make
next
it
next story is from New Orleans.
The next story is from New Orleans. Got to say it like that.
Okay.
New O. Pause.
Comma.
Lens.
Maybe two commas.
New O.
Ooh. Lens. Ooh. I like there that. We go. I like
all
that.
Right. I'm just going to keep the quick hits going. This one's a little longer.
Let's go. Fuck it.
Have you ever heard of Simon Bramhall? Sounds like a fucking asshole, doesn't he?
Is that the American Idol guy?
No, that's
Simon.
That's Simon Cowell.
Okay.
He's like, oh, bloody hell, you suck.
Mean British guys are fucking great.
Dude. Yeah, they are. They're pretty good.
Who's the chef?
Oh, the guy from the kitchen
chef
show?
Chef Ramsay.
Yeah, that guy. He's like, you're a fucking bitch and you don't know how to cook chicken. Like,
it's fucking raw.
Like, whoa. You're like, sir, you're the only one raw in this room if anything's happening. Okay. Yeah. Speaking of which, he's British.
Of course.
And he's a surgeon. He was in there doing some things, you know.
Surgery, perhaps?
Yeah, he was surgering enough people, you know. And he recently got in trouble.
For?
He decided to, you know.
Have sex with the bodies.
No. You know, inscribe his initials on their liver while he was replacing it.
Oh, I heard about this.
So he wrote on their livers two patients. With an argon laser, which is said is used normally during surgeries to stop blood flow and resection organs, like when you're in a surgery. So that sounds like a great plan, right? Like, talk about fucking God complex, right? Like, he's like, I just replaced their fucking liver. I'm going to sign off on that shit.
Honestly, if he does a good job, am I going to be mad that he signed his work? I maybe want, like, a commission.
You want a commission? You're going to commission?
Yeah.
You're like, listen, doc, I'm going to commission you to draw a house on my liver with a laser.
Yeah.
Cut me open. Draw that shit up. Sew me back up.
Yeah, that's fine with that.
He had some shading. It was like he was cross-hatching on it.
He's like fucking Bob Ross.
Yeah. It's like there's a pretty little tree, a pretty little mountain. So he branded – since he branded – so he branded their internal organs, obviously.
Which isn't cool.
So that's not cool?
No, nah, dude. I just wanted to make sure the listeners knew that we knew that wasn't cool.
Oh.
Because we joked about it.
Yeah, joke about it? We did. Oh, yeah, we made it seem like it wasn't a big deal,
It was
literally
15 seconds ago. But okay.
Was it? Is that what we did?
Okay.
I'm like a goldfish, guys. So
Jonas has lost it.
I don't remember what we talk about from 1 minute to the next.
That's cool. But yeah, he did it.
So since it's inside, I mean, it's a pretty good plan, I guess, because you would assume that no one would ever find out. Because how are you ever going to get your liver looked at again?
Until they get checked up, I guess.
Well, what happened was one of the patients had more problems with their liver, and they had some other doctor open them back up to fix the problem. And he goes in and he's like, can you imagine this surgeon? He cuts him open, gets to the liver, and there's a big old SB on him. He's like, what the fuck? Why is there an SB on this liver? So needless to say.
Is that what he just put an SB on?
He put his initials. Yeah, he put SB. So he's like, I'll sign off on this. It's like when I do a painting and I put my initials on it. Yeah. I put like JJ on them. You know what I mean? I put fucking.
Oh, yeah. By the way, listeners, Jonas is a bit of an artiste.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a
surrounded
tongue.
By his works now.
Yeah.
You should put them up on the website.
Should I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put your SB down.
Put my SB. I'll SB on everybody. Yeah. So, we could just say we're going to SB on somebody. Well, they don't even know what we're talking about.
Sounds illegal.
It does.
Funny enough.
So he was charged with assault by beating.
By beating?
Yeah, that's what it was called. They said it sounds way worse than it is. But the beating part refers to the physical act of inscribing the liver with a laser. That they call that beating.
Is that like, so that's British terminology, I would think.
I don't know, dude. Probably.
Beating don't sound like something I ever heard of over here.
Oh, there's definitely beating. It's just not.
No, dude, sense. Let's go. You want to go down that rabbit hole?
I'm not going down the beating rabbit hole. No.
All right, but yeah, how many years did he get?
Well, his sentence, 12 months community order. Which I tried to look that up.
Yeah, see, community service. Sounds
and
like.
I'm so flabbergasted by this. So he's lasers his initials on somebody's liver, two people's livers.
He beat the liver up.
His 12-month community order. He has to serve 120 hours of unpaid work. So they're making him do more surgery. For free.
Is that what he's doing? Is it unpaid work?
It says 120 hours of unpaid work. So I don't know if that meant community service.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or like they're making him do surgery for free.
Dude, what the fuck is the legal system over in fucking the UK doing? Come on.
I don't know.
What the fuck is beating?
And he had to pay £10,000, which is.
I don't even know how. That's too much to lift. You can't pay that much.
You can't bring that in all
one
time,
officer. Too much.
So what's he going to do?
Pay it in pennies. It's quicker.
What's right? He could wheelbarrow him in like somebody did to the DMV. You want to hear about that? Episode 15 or 16.
This motherfucker knows the episodes by heart.
Some of them. Not all of them. All right. So if he was – so if he put his initials on the ones he was getting paid for,
yeah,
is he going to like start drawing dicks on the livers of the ones that he's doing for free? Like could you imagine if he would have drawn a dick on this person's liver instead of his initials? Like a little – just a little ball bag and a little penis. Just like they open it up, there's just a penis on your liver.
Honestly, I was thinking that if the guy fucking, you know, started getting better with it, he could start doing like pictures, like the whole Bob Ross thing. And then he could make that his thing. Like, I'm the surgeon that makes your fucking internals look beautiful.
But you would think eventually that would cause some sort of issue to the liver.
We're not concerned about that, dude. It's all about aesthetics.
Oh,
right?
It's like people like play football, then are like, oh man, I have concussions and my brain's fucked up, like that kind of thing. Like later down the road,
no.
When they do that.
No, I'm saying like when girls wear high heels. Sure, it's bad for your posture, your legs, your ankles, but it looks good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'd get like fucking Louis Vuitton. Like
you get like an LV put on your liver?
No, like a bunch of them. So it looks like my liver's Louis
Vuitton. Like the design.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. What's the other one?
Gucci.
Yeah, there you go. I'd be so okay. So let me ask you a question. You go in for surgery. And somebody draws on you, and you have to go back in. You found out that he drew a penis on your liver. Would you be mad, or would you laugh about it? Like, would you be like, man?
No, dude, because I'm gonna look at that like a payday.
Oh, gotcha.
Are you kidding?
And well, so then you'll be laughing because you'll be laughing all the way to the bank.
Oh, he got it.
I did. I would definitely sue him, but like when we got done, I'd have to be like, that was pretty good, man. Gotta say, I mean, I can't really encourage you drawing on my liver.
Yeah, then you can tell everybody you got a dick inside you, no matter where you go.
My cousin,
it's
an older cousin. he got a tattoo on his inner thigh of a rooster hung with a noose, and the noose starts like maybe like an inch away from like his crotch, and it goes down his like inner thigh, so he can always show people his cock hanging down his leg. Like, no joke, that's a true story. He really does have it.
That's made the Angelina Jolie story slightly less weird.
It really did. All right. Well, you know what? We got time for one more.
All right. Let's do it up.
We'll do this in before we do the super pee-pee time guys in here to do some RU Urban. Okay. There was a company. They didn't announce the company. Says Verizon noticed. I don't think this was Verizon. I think Verizon handled their VPN. It started noticing that a company was having someone access their private network from China.
Facebook.
It was. Mark Zuckerberg was hanging out with Trump, and they were,
like the end of the world, right? Yeah, right? Right.
Okay. So obviously they started worrying that they were getting hacked because the employees' credentials that were being used to access the network was in the U.S. working at his desk while the Chinese were logged into the system.
Equifax.
Yeah. Yeah. TransUnion, Equifax. And they were all hanging out with Winston Churchill. Yeah. Yeah.
But, Nelson Mandela.
So the strange part about this was that the company had a two-factor authentication process where basically you had to have a USB dongle plugged into your computer and you had to enter your password in after that.
Okay.
So that's what was really confusing how they were getting into the network.
Yeah.
The employee was a developer or a coder who made like $100,000 a year. And from his performance evaluations over the last 7 years, he was one of the most talented coders the company had. He was like one of their top performers. So what do you think, was going on when they looked into this? What do you think they found?
It sounds like an inside job for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, I can't even. Come to find out, this employee was outsourcing his own job to China.
Oh.
He had sent the dongle to China to a firm so they could log in and do his coding work for him.
Nice.
So he would get assignments, he would send it to China, and China would do the work for him, and he would pay China
less than what he was making.
But it gets a little deeper than that. The come to find out, he had a huge scheme work going where he did work for a few different companies. And he outsourced all the work to China. So it said he was making hundreds of thousand dollars a year and paying this Chinese company $50,000 a year to do his work. So he was basically making, even if he was making $250K, he was paying $50K. It says they started looking at his computer history, and it would literally be Reddit, eBay, Facebook, LinkedIn all day long. That's all he did was search the internet all day at work. Nice. Meanwhile, China is doing all of his labor.
I would take a $50,000 a year pay cut to fucking chill here in the crazy town compound. I would take that.
Yeah.
It would probably leave me with negative money.
You'd be like, wait, I wouldn't even be able to pay my goddamn rent. But if you think about it, even if you only made like $75K and you paid someone $50 to do your work, you're basically getting $25K for free.
For nothing.
But if you only make $75K, you're probably only bringing home $50. So you're basically going to even out because you're paying the Chinese with post tax. So
he had to be making some decent money.
Yeah, well, even if he was so say he was making $250 after taxes, he's probably making $175, and then you pay out $50. He's still making $125K to do nothing. I mean, they didn't say if he got in trouble. I don't think
I would give that man a promotion.
Yeah, no shit, right? He'd be like, you found us a way to do better work. And the best part is, it's been going on for years, and they thought he was one of the top performers. I wonder if this motherfucker
I
wonder if he even knew how to code at all. I wonder if he, like, finangled the job and just started outsourcing it immediately.
Isn't that a movie?
Facebook?
No. Well done.
What's that Google Facebook?
Well done.
The Chinese are really running Facebook. That's well why done. Zuckerberg's like, wait, I don't even know how to do this.
Well done. No, I thought it was a movie where somebody just didn't know was that a show?
What?
Where a guy would just pretend to do jobs? I feel like that was
pretend
something.
To do jobs?
Yeah.
There was that guy, he did that show called Dirty Work where each episode he'd like do like a really fucked up job.
I'm not talking about him, but that's great. Yes.
Yeah. He would paint the insides of submarines and shit. Like I'm like
He was a cool guy. I think he was from Ohio.
Yeah. This guy's name was Mike or something. He was like my brother. No, not really. Well, you know.
It's fine.
We're both white dudes. We're both from Ohio. We must be related, right?
Well, I don't see color.
You just said white people are weird.
That
was reverse racism, I believe.
Black people are weird too. Everybody's fucking weird.
Every race is weird in their own way. We all have our own weird.
You just don't get cock tattoos in my neighborhood.
We just don't get the cock tattoo. You know what I mean? All right. We got a couple minutes, man.
Do we?
Yeah.
All right.
So.
You want to confess your love?
So, yeah. Yes. TNT. I got some earlier. Okay.
All right. Too far.
All I said was your name. I could have said anything afterwards.
I don't like the way you said it.
You wouldn't know the difference. Mm-hmm. So, Facebook's good.
You want to talk about Facebook? I don't really know a lot about it, honestly.
We'll do a quick hit on Facebook. I mean, you know what's up.
We
talked about it in the last episode.
Did we?
Yeah. Now who don't remember what we talked about?
Well, I never admitted to being a fucking elephant over here.
Oh.
They never forget.
I gotcha. It's like a chipmunk.
What? Chipmunks forget?
Do they?
Wow, you just blew my mind.
How do you know?
It's fucking blew my mind. Okay, what about Facebook?
No, they just said that they came out with a conservative number that, you know, they thought 50 million people's information was shared. They said, oh, we're our bad. 87 million. Oops. only like 35% more.
I was going to say, they gave me 35% more for free.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So there's only 320 million people in the United States. So 87 million, that's like a quarter of our population. And then you got to throw out like people who are like 13 and under and people who are like 70 and older. So it's basically probably a third of our voting population.
Because they definitely targeted like the group that was most important.
Right, right. They're not going to go after 12-year-old kids. Were they trying to set the stage for 8 years from now?
Exactly.
That's what they're doing.
What happened?
Oh my God, they're trying to get inside the 12-year-old's heads. And then in 8 years... After Trump has his two in a row,
Ivanka?
They're going to try to get Ivanka 2024.
Oh, no! God.
No.
No, okay, I don't know.
But don't and then they also either. Said that Zuckerberg, they were people, at least three people have confirmed that old messages that Zuckerberg had sent them via Facebook have now been deleted. Like in Facebook, you can't delete your messenger messages, but his messages have started popping up missing out of people's conversations they've had with him from over the years. Yeah, man, it's looking bad. Well, I mean, they have that quote from him from many, many years ago where when he first started everything, where somebody said something about – he said something to somebody like, oh, if you need any information about anybody at Harvard, I got anything you need, email addresses, blah, 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 blah. And then someone goes – why do you have all that information? And his reply was, I don't know. They just give it to me. The dumb fucks. They must trust me or something like that. That's like, that's like a message that he wrote someone back in like 2004.
Oh, that's some damning evidence.
Yeah. Well, he's a piece of shit. I mean, I'm sure he is a piece of shit. I mean,
have you ever met the guy?
In my dreams, because I used to hang out.
No, honestly, I feel like it is absolutely fucked up. Makes me just want to go fucking tour all the more harder.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even really use Facebook. I haven't God.
But they still have everything that you put up there.
Yeah, everything I put up from like 2004 to...
And because they have that, they have everybody that you associate with.
Right.
It's like that 3 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
I think that 87 mil... What was the first number they said?
50.
Yeah, that's just what they were comfortable saying to the media. It's probably even more than 87.
Oh, yeah.
The final number still hasn't come out. You got to release that type of information in steps.
Yeah, right. You can't just come out and say 180 million people's information.
You can't just say, honey, I cheated on you. You're like, you look nice today.
You're like, oh, baby, that was a really good dinner. Yeah. You know Susan from work? She was telling me.
So wait, this chick just made you dinner? Didn't you tell her that you cheated?
Right, right. Yeah, it's our anniversary.
Remember Susan from work? You told her the name?
You remember?
God, never cheat on anybody. Never do it, Jonas. Never.
You don't tell them the name?
Oh my God, no.
I'm joking.
This is me, pictures of us.
Yeah, this is a picture of me and her getting intimate. I took a point of view video for you to check it out later.
Yeah, there's more if you scroll.
Scroll aside. Oh, here's the picture vault app I have on my phone. If you want to look at all of them, here you go. There's about four or six
others.
Yes,
that's
there,
your
too.
Mother, I know.
That's your mother. You ever watch Shameless?
No, never heard
of
it.
Quick hit, then we're going to wrap this up.
Okay.
In that show, there was a couple, and they were trying to get pregnant, and she couldn't. Like, she was having issues, or he was, or something. I think it was her. So they got the great idea, don't ask me where this came from, that he would fuck her mother and get her pregnant,
yeah.
And then they would raise the baby. It would technically be her sister, but it was like keeping it all in the family. Sort
of. I am 100% game for that.
Yes. Would you? You'd bang the mom to get a baby?
Not to get a baby. Time.
They were doing it to get a baby, not to just have fuck. You know, have fuck. All right, anyways. So what happens was they're trying, and the mom gets pregnant with the baby.
Sister, daughter.
And then 2 weeks later, they find out that the girlfriend's pregnant too. So then he has a baby from the mom and from his real girlfriend at the same time. And dude. I think one of them is twins.
That's what you fucking get.
Yeah. You try to do some fucked up crazy sex shit, and then you end up with three babies from two different people, one being your mother-in-law.
Exactly. Sitting over there confabulating about all of that fucking illicit bullshit. That's what you get.
Wow. Wow, you ready to take a break and come back and see if you can? Are you urbanized possibilities with the super PB time guys?
I'm not even going to stretch for this one.
Wow,
don't have to.
Wow, you got to come hard with the hot takes. All right, that's it. We'll be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast.
Where am I?
And we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast with a very special episode of Are You Urban? With TNT Dynamite and the guys from the Super PP Time Podcast, Jeff and Kay. Go ahead and say hello to everybody.
Hey, all right.
All right. Are we urban?
Are we urban?
Welcome back, guys.
So... we want to go ahead and tell everybody real quick where they can find your podcast on the internet, and then I'll explain how the game works, and we'll go from there.
Sure. We are you can find us on Twitter at SuperPPTime, and we're anywhere you can find podcasts like this fine one you're listening to right now. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, we're on Stitcher, Google Play. Wherever you can find a podcast, you can probably find us.
Awesome. Awesome. And definitely check them out. They're very, very funny. So – all right, guys. So basically, how Are You Urban works, and for all the listeners who may have not heard this before, it's an Urban Dictionary-based game. So we take a word off of Urban Dictionary that some random user submitted, and I give you the word, and you try to guess the definition. And it goes in turn, so whoever goes first, if they get it right, they get 1 point. If they miss it, and the second person gets it right, 2 points, then 3 points, and so on. If nobody gets it right, then I give a pity point to whoever has the most creative, funny... or just least pathetic answer, I guess. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of that with our episode.
So I'm going to go ahead and start. Go ahead, and Jeff and Kate, I need each of you to give me a number between 1 and 20.
Ooh, this is a hard one. Man, I didn't think it was going to get this hard right out of the gate. Man.
I didn't know we were going to start with that.
Yeah,
I know.
Hard-hitting questions here.
I would have appreciated a little heads up on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to say 17.
Okay.
24. Ah, damn it. 13.
Okay, and TNT, what about you?
I'm going to pick the square root of 144.
Okay, 12. All right. The number was 13, so Kate, you got it right.
Oh.
Do you want to go first, second, or third?
I want to go second.
Second, all right. And then 12 was closer to 13. So TNT, do you want to go first or third?
I want to go seventh.
Okay.
Okay.
So that would be first because it's the six, and then okay, all right, first. All right.
Is that what I picked?
Jeff, you'll go third.
I'll go third. All right.
All right. So here we go. We're gonna start it out. TNT. This was submitted to Urban Dictionary by Wes Tent on April 29th, 2004.
Good old Wes Tent.
What is a manther?
A manther.
Manther.
Oh, I know that.
Like a panther, but with an M.
Okay. This is the male version of a cougar. A manther is a man who dates younger girls.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
It's the male version of a cougar. God damn.
See,
don't they call that a man?
An individual person guy. I didn't realize that a cougar dated younger guys. I thought they were just a hot chick in their 30s.
No, it's like a MILF, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah, no, cougars are dating the younger dudes. Yeah.
Ah, wow. Okay. See, I'm going to be hurting in this game.
That's all right. All right.
I guess, you know, I'm living in Broken Arrow. I'm not sure if that's a leg up.
just go for creative then. We'll go with that. Cade, your word. It was submitted by Dario Barrera, a.k.a. Heartbreak Kid 2 with all the vowels left out, on April 18th, 2007.
I hate that guy.
I know.
Yeah, it makes it more edgy the more vowels you leave out.
It does. What is simpin? It's like pimpin with an S.
This is an easy one, guys. Come on, this is a layup.
Layup?
This is a layup.
Simpin.
I do have a sentence. If you can ask for a sentence, sometimes I can give them, sometimes I can't, because sometimes it gives away the word.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to call in for some help here.
Okay.
give me a sentence. Well, now, wait a minute. Listen, you say it's a layup, but for a guy with no arms and legs, you know, a layup is a completely different thing. I'm living very rurally here.
That's very true. It's very true. All right. Damn, that girl I met last night got me simping.
This is not what I thought it was.
Oh, I see. You got to remember, even if you think you know it,
is it
the definition canonical. You know, or is it the definition Dario Barrera, a.k.a. Heartbreak Kid 2 and No Vowels knows?
This is not the canonical definition.
Girl, last night got me simping. you know, I'm going to say it's made him really horny.
Yeah,
that's it. Got it. Really, the definition is when a guy or girl are sprung on someone or something. So, I'll give you that.
Yeah, well, that's what it means. If someone gets you sprung, then like you're hot for them, right?
Yeah. We'll go with it. All right. Third word, Jeff.
Yes.
This was submitted by Airplane Donk. On September 25th, 2010, what is a bitch chin?
A bitch chin.
Oh, I think I know this.
A bitch chin. can you use it in a sentence?
Yes, it has some derogatory words about a political figure in our country, so I'll change it to someone else because we don't get political on this podcast. Hey,
all right.
Guy who may or may not be president, all of your children have bitch chins. Guy who may or may not be president, yeah, they do, and my son is a total pussy too.
Okay, so a bitch chin, I'm going to say, is like a really sort of sloping underbite where your chin goes like basically at a 45-degree angle back from your teeth.
Like a really weak chin, right?
Weak chin. Yeah. Real weak chin.
That is correct. A person's chin which lacks definition or strength of character. So 3 words in, we're tied 1-1-1.
Those were three pretty good.
Nice.
All right, TNT, you ready for your word?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This was submitted by Eloise on July 9th, 2017. So it's quite new.
No. Oh, all right. Current.
Right up my alley.
What is drain the granny out of it?
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's a phrase. Drain the granny out of it.
The granny?
Yes, as in like...
I know what this means to me.
It's just like, like grandpa scraping? It's a callback.
Yeah, draining the grain in the rural dictionary definitely means something else.
I think it's granny, though, isn't it?
Granny, as in grandmother,
it's
yes.
It's granny.
All right, can I get it in a sentence?
Let me see if I can figure out a way to do this so it doesn't give it away.
Mr. Judgy Pants.
Can I have the country of origin?
It's American.
All right, can I have the part of speech?
It's a phrase. It's a description.
Okay. I think it is when you get a really dank bud and you hit your smoking implement to the point of where you take all the bud that is lying within the reservoir tip into your person.
You know what? I'm going to give it to
nice
you.
Pull. Nice
because
pull.
It doesn't have to do with reefer, but draining the granny out of something is when you get every little last bit.
Some bit.
So that
okay,
that
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the okay. sentence I couldn't say was, "Hey, can I have a sip of your drink?" Sure, but don't drain the granny out of it. So I couldn't really tell you because I would kind of tell
what
it was.
All right.
Look at that shit. You pulled that one out of the fucking.
All right.
You're being lenient. You're being lenient today, and I appreciate it.
That was it.
It was.
All right, Cade. This was submitted by Jay on October 11th, 2004. What is a burner?
This is the easiest. This is another layup. Did you just get all layups for this one?
That's what you said last time, and it wasn't what you thought it was.
Everything's a layup for TNT, supposedly.
A burner.
Come on, he put this one on a tee. All you got to do is step up and knock it out of the park.
T-ball? Are you comparing this?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, there aren't that many out-of-the-park homers in T-ball, I don't think.
And the crowd is on their feet, and by that I mean those four people.
Yeah, the four dads who showed up to watch.
I'm going to say that's a bong.
No, that is incorrect.
Oh, finally.
Okay, so do I go after him?
Hold on, TNT's trying to get the soundbite ready, but his journalistic integrity is failing.
My phone is dead.
All right, there we go. All right, yeah, you get to go, Jeff, and if you get it, you get 2 points for the steal.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with the only definition of this that I know, which is like a cheap, shitty cell phone you get at like a convenience store.
That is correct. Yeah, throwaway cell phone.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's what it was?
Yeah, throwaway prepaid cell phone typically used by dealers, used until the minutes are up, then throw away so it cannot be tapped.
Listen, yeah, TNT, I've got to tell you, you don't know how to be judgmental. Like, you got to know what you're talking about, and then you go for it.
A burner is a firearm.
Well, not according to Jay,
or it's another implement used to smoke marijuana. It's a firearm. Okay, fine. You got it.
Jay says differently.
Jay doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Jay doesn't. All right,
Jay
Jeff.
Jay and I get it. Jay right. and I know what that is.
All right,
Jeff. This is your word.
Oh, okay.
Submitted by Tree Leaf Salad, April 18th, 2017.
Tree Leaf Salad.
What is breaking green?
Breaking green.
Oh, I know this one.
This is a layup.
Every single one's a layup.
TNT, you've said this so many times, and you never know what it is. Once we know what it is.
No, this is an easy one. Yeah.
Breaking green. I'm gonna say it's gonna be like a play on breaking bread, like you're smoking weed with someone else. You breaking green together.
That's correct. To share cannabis with your friends or strangers.
Yeah. He hits you right in the numbers. All you had to do was catch it.
See, I thought it was like when you first get your weed and like you kind of pull it apart.
Oh, like you breaking up the actual weed.
Yeah.
I could see that too. But
I guess I'd be a little too on the nose.
Tree Leaf Salad felt right. differently about that one.
So this episode,
we will defer to Tree Leaf Salad on that.
This episode of the Crazy Town Podcast is going to get demonetized, I see. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know, we get all the money anyway. All right, TNT, you ready?
Right. How are you guys going to pay your mortgage if this gets demonetized? I mean, this is bankrolling.
On the streets again. I don't like doing it, but I do it when I have to. I mean.
Property tax on the Crazy Town compound is astronomical.
All right, TNT.
Yes, I'm here.
What is – oh, this was submitted by WVLKV space Flock V space Sheep.
Okay.
On April 12th, 2017.
Yeah.
What is neglext? N-E-G-L-E-X-T.
All right. This is a layup.
Is it?
Yeah, see, now, that's okay. You can do it if it's yours and you're going to get it wrong.
Neglext?
Yes.
Is when a person ghosts on you in a text message when you do not answer a text message.
That's actually correct. The act of abandoning someone in mid-conversation for a prolonged period of time. Yeah. During a text message.
Just give me.
It's a really, really bad name for a parcel courier.
Exactly.
Give me the rock, guys. Just give me the rock, and I'll lead us to victory.
All right. Let's see. Cade.
Yes. Ready to rock.
This was submitted by Indian Shrieker on September 16th,
Native American
2017.
Shrieker.
What is a lap error? L-A-P space E-R-R-O-R.
L-A-P space E. Okay.
This is a 3-inch putt. You got this.
A 3-inch putt.
You got this.
So far, every single one has been a layup to you, and you've got them wrong.
I said this was a 3-inch putt. It's not a layup. This is different.
All right. I got you.
This is when it's either when a stripper slips on the well drink and headbutts you in the nards.
Wow.
Or it's a malfunction on your laptop.
Which one are you going with?
Oh.
Lap error. I like the first one, honestly.
I'm going to say it's a laptop malfunction.
Okay, that is incorrect. Jeff?
I know.
You have it? Okay. Oh, he finally got it. He got the noise, finally. Jeff, what do you got?
Is it possible to get it in a sentence for this one?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot that was an option.
Country of origin helps sometimes, too.
I wasn't going to get it anyway. Go ahead. Last night,
Jessica made a lap error.
Oh.
That's not giving you anything.
She peed herself.
Clothes, but no cigar. TNT for 3 points?
Ooh,
can you get it right?
3 points.
I believe a lap error, and I'm just making a guess by that sentence alone. A lap error is when your girlfriend sits in the wrong lap of an individual with the intention of sitting on your lap.
Oh, that's actually incorrect as well.
That's wrong?
I'll give you the pity point for that, TNT, but the actual definition, when you're receiving a lap dance from a person and they release bodily fluid on your leg.
Oh, my God. He was actually really close.
He was close.
He was really close. He was so close.
Oh, my gosh. It was a strip club thing.
It was close. Like, I was like, oh, shit. I think he's on the right track. But
happen a lot?
I don't know. I would imagine.
It made it into the dictionary.
I remember when I went to
happens
a strip
enough.
Club. And I had that stain on my leg, that mysterious stain on my leg.
When you went to the strip club, you had a stain on your leg? Yeah.
That last time.
That's right. You did.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell is this on my leg?
Yeah. I guess it can happen because if they get all worked up and and things start oozing.
Let's stop talking.
There's a lot of things that can go wrong when that's happening.
Let's stop talking. Silence for the rest of the podcast.
Let's just have a few moments of silence on the old Crazy Town podcast.
Oh, shit. All right. We have two words left. The score is TNT 4, Jeff 4, Cade 1.
Ooh.
So it's coming down to these last couple.
It's a slobber
Jeff,
knocker.
This is your word.
Okay.
This was submitted by /B/ Illy Ray S on October 6, 2017.
Okay.
What is a deluxe handshake?
A deluxe handshake, I'm going to say, is a hand job.
I like where you're going, but that is incorrect.
Oh, no.
TNT?
A deluxe
handshake?
That would
be deluxe. That would be very deluxe.
A deluxe handshake. I get to make this joke, by the way. Deluxe handshake is like the handshake that like black guys give each other, where it's like all fucking elaborate and they like fucking move their fingers and intertwine, like make gang signs at the end. I'm allowed to make this joke.
That's incorrect, but you are allowed to make the joke. That is not correct, though.
All right,
Cade, you got anything?
Oh, man, I got to do this to stay in the game.
You could be tied with everybody if you get this one, buddy.
Yeah. Deluxe handshake.
Sadly, I don't see it happening.
Damn you.
Your face me is neither, very low, but...
All right. Deluxe handshake. It's going to be something aggressive or drug-oriented or sexual.
I know what it is now. This is a layup. This is so easy.
Oh, gosh.
Easy one.
I'm not quite as street as I had calculated that I was. Deluxe handshake is going to be like a fist fight, like a punch.
Oh, that's incorrect.
All right.
I am going to give the pity point to
the hand job or to the black guy handshake.
I think the deluxe. I'm gonna give it to TNT on this one because that's a little more deluxe of a handshake.
I thought it was right,
but here we go.
What is it?
It is a man's handshake when you squeeze someone's hand so hard that you make them kneel down from the pain you are inflicting on their knuckles.
And that makes perfect sense.
Says
the dickhead handshake,
typically done by redneck and trailer folk on unsuspecting people, is what they said.
Wow!
All right, that's from Billy Ray S. I think they meant to be Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, you got to listen to the names too. He said Billy Ray, so yeah.
Well, it's actually /B/ Illy. So it like the B is like the bold like for. I don't know. Last one.
I don't think that happens as much in trailer parks as it does like in Russian prisons.
Right.
How often do you go to Russian prisons there, guy?
Now and then. Don't fence me in.
You don't know me.
All right. So here we go. 5-4-1 TNT, Jeff. Oh, jeez. This is TNT's word to start. So if someone steals it, they can still get the win. This was submitted by Lemon Lime Fanta on November 2nd, 2017. What are interrogatories?
Oh, geez.
Interrogatories. Interrogatories?
Interrogatories? Can I have it used in a sentence, please?
The plaintiff's will is required to answer the defendant's interrogatories.
Is this like an actual term?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound like an urban definition.
Is this on like lawfare or something?
I got all the words off Urban Dictionary. This one was off like law.com. Sorry, I had one mixed in. I didn't know.
Wow. Can I have?
Oh, I know this.
Can I have the part of speech?
It's a noun.
It's a noun.
Yeah.
Give me the definition one more time.
I can't give you the definition one
more
time.
I mean, not the definition.
You almost tricked me. The plaintiff was required to answer the defendant's interrogatories.
The plaintiff interrogatories. Interrogatories are derogatory statements that you sneak in to make somebody else look bad.
Good guess. That's wrong.
No. Okay. Goddamn.
Get the bug. All right, Cade.
If you steal
the answer, Jeff can't win, and you won't give him a chance to steal for the win. What's your answer?
I know this. It's when like you're like cheating on your partner, and they're like giving you the third degree.
No. I like where your head's at on that too, though.
That's all right.
Can you give me that sentence again? Because it just sounded like.
Don't get the sentence again. It's not going to help you one little bit, and you know it.
He's talking him down already. Like, you're going to lose. Don't even try. The plaintiff was required to answer the defendant's interrogatories.
Why you ask for that again? You've heard it twice. It's from the legal arena.
I watched courtroom dramas sometimes. I might know.
Okay.
I just feel like it's just like aggressive questions. It's just questions.
I think I'm going to give it to you.
How
the fuck is that the most obvious answer to the right answer?
A list of questions you must answer truthfully or you're fucked.
Oh my God. the most obvious answer.
But now, wait a minute. Another round, TNT gave like an answer like he said, like, you know, a vending machine wearing a 1930s hat, and you gave it to him. He was so far off, and you gave it to him, and you just and you didn't give me this. I'm submitting a protest.
Wait, for clarification, you were saying that your significant other was questioning you? You just said it's when your significant other was getting on to you. That sounds like you're getting yelled at.
No, I said when you're
giving the third degree.
Giving you the third degree. Like third degree is like questioning you. It's
questioning. Aggressive questions.
All right.
I think you get it, man.
Thank you.
We're going to review the tape.
I misunderstood. Well, you just cost your partner the game.
How does that feel?
Now you guys can.
Crabs in a bucket. Crabs in a bucket victory.
That was the most slick victory. Worst victory ever.
When it comes to urban, dictionary game, like, are you urban? All we care about is justice. We don't care about victory.
The win isn't important, it's justice. Yeah. Street justice.
Do you guys feel any more urban now?
Oh, wow. I realize how rural I really am.
Your homework is to use draining the granny out of it with someone in your life in the next 7 days.
Yes, and I'd like a mixtape on my desk in the morning. Thank you.
We'll do it.
The Scrappy Time mixtape. That would be awesome. So,
next time we do this, I'm gonna go to Chicago and live homeless for a couple of weeks just to bone up.
All right. Well, since we had a controversial ending, we'll have you guys on to play Are You Urban again sometime. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. We'll get a little. Future. Yeah.
So who won? Who won?
TNT won.
Okay. TNT won.
It was 5-4-4. That was a really close game.
It was.
Yeah.
You guys are valiant.
It doesn't really matter how urban you are. It's because if you can fucking use context clues. We've had people before go, wait, what year did that happen? Oh, this word was kind of popular in 2010. I'm going to use this word.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, well, that's all the time we have for RU Urban. You guys, we want to thank Super PP Time for joining us again. Do you want to tell everybody real quick again where to find you online? So if they like the way you make them laugh, they can come hear more of you.
Give it to him, Cade.
Yeah. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and SoundCloud. It's Super PP Time. PP is two words. And anywhere else you find podcasts, you can find us. We're in our third year. It's all improvisation, and we have a good time.
All right. Very awesome podcast, though. But thank you guys so much for joining us again. And
thanks, guys. TNT, no, I'm going to smoke you next time, man.
And we will be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast. All right, and we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast. TNT, not even stretching or anything. You almost fucking lost that one, huh?
Look. All right, it was close, but it was no sweat.
I guess the end result is you won.
I mean, I'll take it anyway.
I literally called the point, and you were going to lose, and they ruined it for themselves.
That's all right, man.
You know what? A win is a win is a win, no matter how you get it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's goddamn right.
That's all the time we got today, though. We had some quick hits earlier this show. Little self-hit man. Little hands washing up on the beach.
You don't have anybody else that wants to play with me?
I'll see what I can come up with.
All right, man. We gotta feed me rappers or feed me beats.
We'll get Mystical on to do the Are You Urban with you?
Yeah, get him out of jail.
I wonder if K Cutta would come back on and play Are You Urban with you. I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
I don't know if I'd feel comfortable doing that.
Wow.
I've got to keep my black card intact, all right? He could easily get that revoked if he reports that to the high command.
If he goes to, the mothership and,
the mothership!
And is like...
Thank you.
And it's like, listen, TNT Dynamite, let me report
He's
to you.
He's down there fucking up. He's down there fucking up.
Well, do you want to promote anything?
Sure. TNT Dynamite, I'm on Twitter. I'm right next to Agit Pie, punching him in the face.
Ooh, Agit Pie.
Please don't come to my house. I'm joking.
Why would he come to our house?
I don't know. Hey, look, we're blowing up out there.
Are we?
Yeah, we're how many listeners strong? A trillion?
12 million and a half?
Yeah, exactly.
Times 200?
Basically, we're rice gums.
Wow, I don't even know what that means.
Somebody out there got it.
Somebody got it.
Somebody got it. All right, I got you. All right. But yeah, I'm on Twitter, TNT Dynamite, Twitter.com, fucking YouTube. We
slash
do that.
Adjet,
yeah. I do YouTube. He does YouTube. I just don't do YouTube on my YouTube channel. I'm in quiet protest over, you know, the way that they're treating her.
Yeah. Minority YouTubers.
Report.
Yeah.
Movie reviews.
Wow, I am so upset about those Minority Report reviews from that 2003 movie. I can't even handle life anymore.
Oh, my God, I hate myself. All right, go ahead. Tell them about the YouTube. Tell them about us.
All right, Crazy Town Media on YouTube. That's our YouTube channel. It is hot in the streets, Monday through Friday, brand new videos, dropping Let's Plays, dropping awesome commentative.
It's good shit, man. It's good shit.
We're confabulating on there a little bit.
Quality confabulation.
Search Crazy Town Media on YouTube.
Do it.
Crazytown.com. TheCrazyTown.com. It is the cornucopia of continuous information about everything to do with the Crazy Town. As always, Twitter is at the Crazy Town Pod and at Crazy Town Media. Mm-hmm. Leave us a review on iTunes. Tell us what you hate about the show. For Jonas and for TNT Dynamite, we are out.